我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第二章的第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
有的人说我不需要神。
Some people say I do not need God.
因为我不需要神，我也活得很好。
Because even if I don't need God, I can live a very good life.
你看，你敬拜神，你并没有比我更好。
See, if you believe in God and you worship God, but you don't live as well, probably not as well as I do even.
我事业很有成功。
I'm very good in my
career. 我身体很健康。
I'm very healthy.
我家庭很圆满。
And I have a very harmonious family.
那你呢？你拜神。
What about you? You worship God.
你工作很普通。
And you have a very normal job.
你一切都很普通。
Seems like you're very average in everything. And I seem to be better than you, so I do not need God.
我们人很容易，很怕被人讲说我们是无知。
We are very scared that people tell us that we're ignorant.
但是我们从以弗所书第二章看来，
But if we look at Ephesians chapter 2,
为什么我们需要神？
Why do we need God?
因为一个得到神的救恩的人跟一个没有得到救恩的人，他的差别非常大。
Because there's a great distinction between one who has salvation and one who does not.
那要从没有救恩进到救恩的恩典里面，这需要神的工作。
And from a person who has not received salvation and enter into salvation, this is God's workmanship.
那这个工作是在耶稣基督里面造成的。
And this workmanship is created in Christ Jesus.
那我们现在从第二章来看，我还没有得救以前到底是怎么一回事。
So let us look at chapter 2. Before we were saved, what were we like?
那我得救以后，我又是怎么样一个人？
And after we have been saved and enter into grace, what kind of person we
are? 那这样一比较，我们就知道得救的可贵。
And when we compare before salvation and after salvation, we see how precious salvation is.
那我们就会更感谢神的恩典。
And we will thank God even more.
我到过南非好几次。
I've been to South Africa many times.
在南非常常听到就是抢劫。
And many times I hear robberies in South Africa.
1995年我到南非。
1995, I went to South Africa.
有很多这个草皮啊，都是很漂亮的，跟我们这里一样。
A lot of green fields, just like there are a lot of greeneries here.
1996年到南非开始有围墙。
And in 1996, when I went to South Africa again, there's a wall erected.
1997年围墙上面铁丝网。
And in 1997, when I went, there were barbed wires on the walls.
1998年铁丝网上面加电。
And in 1998, on the barbed wire added electricity.
那1999年那个门两道。
And in 1999, when I went, there are two walls.
我到现在去已经加上保安测试，有最先进的这个红外线探测器。
And if I go now, that there's the most advanced technological advanced system.
这是全世界
infrared.
全世界犯罪率最高的地方。
Because this is where most crimes occur in South Africa.
但是虽然有的社区啊，铜墙铁壁啊，还是被抢。
Even though there are many secure systems and walls, yet people are still being robbed.
你知道为什么吗？
Why is that?
因为那个里面的守卫跟外面的土匪串通。
Because a security person inside collaborated with the robbers.
那你一串通啊，你再高的围墙、再强的铁丝网、铜墙铁壁都过去了。
And when they have collaborated, then no matter how advanced the system is or how tall the walls are, it would not prevent robbery.
那为什么我要讲这个呢？
Why do I say this?
因为这跟第二章有关系。
Because this is related to chapter 2.
我们看第二章第一节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 1.
说你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Verse 1 says that you were dead in your transgressions and sins, yet you live again.
我们要了解我们现在的情况，就是还没有得救的情况。
We have to know the current situation status that before we were saved.
一个没有得救的人是肉体活着，灵是死的。
And a person before he has been saved is dead in spirit.
所以有人形容他是活的死人。
It's as if a man who is alive but dead.
他是活着会呼吸。
A person who can breathe.
这个是用人的眼睛来看。
And that is from the eyesight of men.
那从灵的眼睛来看，他是死的。
From a spiritual eye point of view, this person is dead.
所以以西结说是一堆死人的骨头。
And Ezekiel says that it's actually the bones of dead men.
那个没有价值。
It has no value.
也没有人要。
And no one wants.
这个就是我们还没有得救以前的我。
This is the person before we are saved.
是死的。
It's we're dead.
那为什么我们死？
But why are we dead?
这里说，因为我们过犯，我们过犯在罪恶之中。
Because we were in our transgressions.
因为我们有罪。
Because we were with sin.
好，那为什么人会犯罪？
So why do we commit sins as humans?
这个是一个最大的问题。
This is one of the great, greatest questions.
然后我们再看到第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那时你们在其中，行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领。就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵，所以这个第二节告诉我们一个最关键的原因。
Here, verse 2 tells us the key important point.
就是有一个空中掌权者的首领。
There is actually a ruler of the kingdom of air.
那这个是什么
？What is this？
这里说他是在人心中运行的灵。
And it is a spirit that moves inside the human hearts.
它是一个灵。
It is a spirit.
这不是人。
It's not a human.
既然是灵，你看不见。
Because it's a spirit, you cannot see.
既然是灵，你没有办法阻挡。
And because it's a spirit, you cannot stop it.
那这个灵啊，要运行在哪里？
And where will the spirit work?
运行在悖逆之子。
And it will work inside those who are disobedient.
悖逆是什么？
What is disobedient?
就是不敬拜神。
And that is to not obey God.
违抗神。
To disobey God.
硬心到底。
And to be hard-necked.
我们不要看他文化素养很高。
We will not see how cultured they are.
学术素养很高。
Perhaps that they are very wise in their knowledge.
衣服穿得很端庄漂亮。
That they have good apparels.
社会到处受人尊重。
And they are respected in the society.
这是人在看。
This is what human beings see.
那你如果从灵来看。
But if we see it from spiritual eyes.
既然他悖逆神。
If they are disobedient to God.
就是表示他里面有一股灵在运行。
It's because they have a very disobedient spirit working inside the person.
那这个灵的运行使他悖逆神。
Because of the work of the spirit, it will cause the person to be disobedient.
很显然，这个灵不是神的灵。
And apparently, this is not the spirit of God.
如果是神的灵运行。
If it's the working of the spirit of God.
大家被他感动，就会亲近神，就会顺服神。
And everyone will be moved by the spirit and will come closer to God.
所以我们虽然活在美国。
Although we live in the U.S.
我们活在一个灵的力量里面，它是在空中在掌权着。
Although we live in this spirit that works in the air,
那个是什么？
Ruler of the kingdom of air, what is that?
那个就是魔鬼。
That is a Satan.
这个就是我们现在人的生活。
And this is the daily lives that we lead.
那个看不见的灵，那个魔鬼运行在人的心中。
And it is the devil spirit that we do not see working inside the hearts of humans.
那运行的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of moving inside humans?
要叫他犯罪。
So that humans will sin.
要叫他离开神。
To depart from God.
所以为什么今天的人没有办法亲近神？
So why is it today humans will not come close to God?
有的人来听听听，怎么听都听不懂。
And some people they would come to church, yet they will never understand or believe why.
因为空中那个灵把他的心也弄瞎了。
Because of the spirit of the air, caused the person to be blinded spiritually.
看不到，听不懂。
They cannot see nor can they understand when they hear.
为什么那个灵会让人为什么人的心会这么硬？
Why is human heart so hard?
因为那个灵一运行啊，人的心就硬起来。
Because when that evil spirit works inside, then the people will become, their hearts will be hardened.
这个最可怕。
And this is very scary.
那魔鬼怎么样引诱人犯罪离开神呢？
So how does the spirit entice humans to depart from God?
这里告诉我们几个几点。
Here are a few points.
第二节。
Verse 2.
说你们其中行事为人随从今世的风俗。
Here says that you used to live when you follow the ways of this world.
这个今世的风俗哦，如果你把它讲比较啊。高一点是讲比较好听一点是什么文化
What is a euphemism for saying ways of this world and that is your culture person?、
哦、我们不是要反文化
We do not want to be anti-culture.
但是有时候我们常常听在教会里面也这样我们要跟主流的文化、啊、要跟上主流的文化
And in church we、often we would hear or in society we want to follow the trends of this world.、
哦Mainstream,
the mainstream, the mainstream.、
哦、请问从圣经看起来这是怎么一回事、
so according to the perspective of the Bible, how do we view this?
文化如果跟圣经的精神没有抵触这是可以的
the values of this world, if it's not、in discordance with the Bible, it is okay.
但是如果文化会让我们远离神这个文化我们要很谨慎
If the values of this world cause us to depart from this, fromTo depart from God, then we will have to watch out for whatever we are being mainstreamed.
所以这里说今世的风俗，这好像是一个潮流，很有力量，水一直在冲。你一个人要一直站在那里，你有时候站不住了。
Sometimes the wave of this world is too powerful, too influential. It is like a stream of water that causes us to go with the current, and we're almost being pulled away by this current.
回教徒很难信耶稣。
The Muslims, they have a hard time believing in Christ Jesus. Why?
因为他们的文化多妻。
Because they believe in polygamy.
中国人很难信耶稣。
And it's hard for Chinese to believe in Christ Jesus.
因为他们的文化拜祖先。
Because they believe in, they worship the ancestors.
那慕道者道理已经听懂了。
Even though the truth seekers, they have understood.
也很想洗礼。
And they want to get baptized.
就是没有办法洗礼。
They cannot get baptized.
为什么?
Because.
因为我没有办法不跟我爸爸拜。
Because I have to actually bow down to my ancestors, my father.
这个是风俗。
This is the tradition.
这个是文化。
And this is the culture of this world.
那魔鬼就是借着这个人的风俗潮流在控制人的心。
And Satan is using the ways and the tradition of this world to control the human spirit. Human mind.
是人没有办法信。
So causing people not to believe in
Christ. 那你到日本去啊，就是他们神社 ，shrine.
When you go to Japan, you will see lots of shrines.
啊，日本科学很发达。
Japan is a very advanced country.
很少基督徒。
There are very few Christians.
因为这种神社的文化，你没有办法打破。
Because in this society filled with shrines, you cannot break this.
那美国的文化是什么？
What is the mainstream of this?
你可以讲到很多优点啊。
You can say there are a lot of good points.
但是有一个文化叫好莱坞的文化。
There's also a culture called the Hollywood culture.
就是那个影片这样一直看一直看播到最后世界里面，它已经变成人思想的一部分了。
And the movies they keep on infiltrating this world, causing this world to be part of the trend.
所以本来是罪的东西，这个电影一直拍，一直描写，看到最后，这个没有算什么。
Even though it was a very sinful movie or portrayal, yet when we watch it too often, then we become acculturated.
这是魔鬼利用的一个工具。
And so Satan has used this tool to entice us.
所以我们在教会里面要创造。从圣经创造我们自己的文化。
So we need to create our own culture from the Bible, within the Bible.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从前在他们方中中放纵肉体的私欲，随着心肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Verse 3. All of us who lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts.
这里再讲两种第一个是肉体的私欲。
First thing is the craving of our sinful nature.
这个是感觉感性的。
And
feeling 是感觉。
This is a feeling.
Yeah. 那另外一个是心中喜好的，这个是思想的。
The other one is the desires of the in the heart, in the thoughts.
所以这个魔鬼在吸引人第一个就从你肉体让你感觉得好，感觉得舒服，feel good, feel like it, 那就去了。
So when Satan entice humans, they try to gratify the physical nature and cravings of human.
魔鬼从来不会说，张弟兄啊，这里很苦啊，来这里，那谁不要，谁都不要去。
And Satan will not say, Brother Chang, come over here, it's a bitter cup that you need to drink.
啊，这里呀、啊、，romantic， 感觉很好。
Come over here, it's a very romantic place.
哇，这个影片看起来很好，很刺激。
And this movie is actually very exciting.
哇，那个后面就是魔鬼一个钩在那里。
And there's actually a hook of human.
所以人上钩自己还不晓得。
And human beings will themselves be enticed.
所以背后是魔鬼。
Because the background person is Satan.
那个前面那个包的那个纸很香的，就是感觉很好。
And it seems like the package is very good and enticing.
这是魔鬼的计谋。
And this is actually the scheme.
心中所想要的，想的。
And whatever the whatever the mind think desires.
你常常看那个最流行的书啊，还没有出来就轰动了，最流行的书啊。
Oftentimes you will see books that are so popular they haven't even been published, and the people are dying to get them.
很多小孩子喜欢看的。
And kids love them.
那里面那个主题跟圣经不一样嘞。
And actually, the main focus of that, the theme of that book is actually in discordance with the Bible.
你看深一点，它是违反圣经的。
It's actually not according to the Bible.
人喜欢的这个节日，那个有很多是违反圣经的。
And the holidays that we love to human beings love to celebrate is against the Bible.
所以魔鬼就是借着人喜欢去想的、感觉好的文化潮流，就这样把人控制住了。
So Satan often controls human beings by gratifying the cravings and the desires of human.
所以我们就犯罪就死，就变成悖逆之子。
So that we will sin and we will disobey, we will become the objects of wrath.
好，我们再看第二章。
Let us look at chapter 2.
十一节。
Verse 11.
你们应当纪念你们从前按着肉体说是外邦人，是没有受割礼的，是吧？这名原是那凭受割礼称的。十二节。
Verse 12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外所应许的租约上是局外人。我们当中有没有犹太人？没有吧。
Do we have any Jewish descent?
既然没有，我们都是外邦人。
That means that we're all Gentiles.
那外邦人什么？
What is Gentiles?
外邦人在旧约时代就是犹太人不能结婚的。
Gentile is Jews who cannot get married.
在旧约时代，犹太人是独居之民，不列在万民中的民。
And in the Old Testament, the Jewish people are not the Gentiles that are they're the only nation that is different from other nations.
所以摩西那个律法、那个节期、那个礼仪，跟他们跟外邦人没有关系。
So all the laws of Moses and all the different laws they have to observe from Moses is different from the Gentiles.
跟神的应许也没有关系。
And they are different, excluded from the citizenship and the covenants of God.
也就是说，跟神要给我们的祝福都没有关系啊。
And it is also different, excluded from the blessings of God also.
好，我们再看十二节的下半句。
Let us look at the latter part of verse 12.
并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
And without hope and without God in this world.
这个把人类的困境讲得很清楚。
This is to say the troubles of humans in this world.
我们活在世上，没有神就没有指望。
If we live in this world without God, then we have no hope.
人生是没有指望的。
Originally, humans have no hope in their lives.
因为我们没有在拜神。
Because we do not worship God.
还没有得救以前，我们根本就不认识神。
Before we were saved, we do not even know God.
那你有什么盼望？
So how could we have hope?
所以有时候我看到人退休啊，有的退休啊，你看起来很感谢神；有的人退休，你觉得哎呀，对他很可怜了。
Sometimes I see retired people, and when you see some, you feel very, you think that they're very blessed, and others you feel bad for them.
他知道退休就是另一个阶段的开始。
And you know that retired people they start a different stage in their life.
那这段结束了，就是要见神。
And when they have finished the stage of life, they will see God.
赶快进修努力要服侍神，将来要在神面前得奖赏。
So oftentimes retired people want to work for God, and so that they could see God in future.
但是有的人退休就搬到什么很远的地方去。
And when others they after they retire, they move away from church.
讲好听是享受，讲不好听就是等候最后一刻的来临。
They move to another place so that they to wait for their death.
人有什么盼望？
So it seems like they have no hope.
老病死一接着来。
And they grow old and they are ill and then they die.
这很可怕的。
This is very scary.
你年纪多轻轻也是这样的，还不是很可怕，老病死最可怕。
It is not scary to die young, but it's scary to die old age and ill.
那个过程啊，使你重新退到小孩子，需要人照顾。
And the, your whole life stage is that you revert back to like a baby. You need someone to take care of.
你过去的光辉就开始褪色。
And the glory of the past has faded.
然后你所积蓄的一切，就是它的按了一个底力的，全部归零。
And after whatever you have treasured from the past, you just hit the delete button, and then everything is zero.
进到墨黑的幽暗里面。
And you enter into this very dark.
人还有什么盼望？
Hopelessness.
如果今天死亡临到，我们还有什么盼望？
If death comes upon human beings, we have no hope.
这是可能的。
This is possible.
没有一个人能够保证我们活到明天。
No one can guarantee that we can live until tomorrow.
所以我们过去没有敬拜神，我们是没有盼望的。
So before we worship, humans begin to worship God, we have no hope.
这个是信主以前的我。
This is the us before we believe in Christ.
那现在主耶稣救我又有什么不同？
Now Christ Jesus has saved us, so now how are we different?
我们看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
当我们死在过犯的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Because of his great love, he made us alive with Christ when we were dead in transgressions.
活过来。
We have become alive again.
生命的价值就在这里。
And now this is the true value of our life.
活过来。
That we were made alive.
你肉体活着，你的灵也是活着。
We are alive in physical body as well as spiritual.
那什么时候活过来？
But when are we? When have we been made alive?
就是当我们奉主耶稣的圣名受洗。
That is when we were baptized in the name of Christ Jesus.
主耶稣的权柄在圣灵的运行之下，把我们的罪完全除掉。
It is through the authority and through the blood of Christ that our transgressions have been washed away.
洗礼下去，与主同死。
When we are buried with Christ, the minute that we enter into the water,
洗礼上来，与主同复活。
And when we come up, we are resurrected with Christ Jesus.
我们是新人。
We are new people.
这个是信主以后的我。
This is the us after we believe in Christ Jesus.
不但我们有生命，
Not only do we have life,
我们能够与神和好。
That we are reconciled with God.
我们再回来看。
Let us look back.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督里靠着他的宝血得以亲近。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
然后十六节。
16.
既在十字架灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归于一体，与神和好。
And in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross.
我们在世界上你常常最好不要遇到了，但是有时候你会听到人讲，有时候我们自己的体验，你如果跟一个人关系不好，有时候一辈子你弄不好。
So you probably have heard this. If you have a bad relationship with one person, probably for your whole life, you will have bad relationship with this one person.
有时候有的人家就把你当作不存在，就这样了。
Maybe this person that you don't have good relationship treats you as if you do not exist.
Ignore you 就是。
Or ignore you.
看到你把你当作不存在。
And when they see you, they ignore you.
所以人跟人的关系要复合很难。
So it's hard for people to reconcile with each other.
但是你讲起来也没有得罪他什么。
But you didn't really offend the person.
是讲两句话他不喜欢听而已。
Perhaps you just said a couple of phrases or a couple of things that he or she doesn't like to hear.
或者有一次没有看见他，他以为你故意的。
Or you didn't even see the person, didn't greet the person, and he or she thought you were purposely doing this.
或者有一次你喝咖啡没有叫他喝。
Or perhaps that you or drank coffee and you didn't invite him or her to drink coffee with you.
小小的事情就 break up, 就没有就希望了。
In small matters like this will cause you to break up the relationship with this person.
但是我们得罪神有多深？
But how great is our transgression against God?
神给我们一切。
God has given us everything.
但是我们没有信主前把神当作不存在。
But before we believe in Christ Jesus, we treated God as if he did not exist.
不但没有尊重他，
not only did we not respect him,
我们自己找神来拜。
We find our own gods to worship.
所以有时候我们听人讲啊，如果我是神，我早就怎样怎样怎样。
So sometimes we hear people say, if I were God, I would do this, this, this.
好像神不够慈爱。
As if God is not merciful enough.
如果我是神
，If I were God,
世界早就被我毁掉。
Then this world would be decimated by me.
因为人哪有什么可爱的地方
？Because how could humans be lovable?
人得罪神太深。
Because humans have transgressed against God too deeply.
但是今天借着主耶稣的宝血
，But today through the blood of Christ Jesus,
他的生命
，His life,
付出去
，That He has given us,
为我们钉在十字架上
，And He has sacrificed His life, and He has been nailed on the cross.
我们就白白称义
，And that we have been called righteous, free.
披戴基督
，And that we are now wearing Christ Jesus.
穿着义袍。到神的面前
We're wearing the robe of righteousness coming in front of Christ Jesus.
他欢迎我们
He welcomes us
好像一个浪子
As if we're the prodigal son
我们就复合了
Then we have been reconciled to him
跟神和好
And that we are reconciled in terms of our relationship with God
你知道婚姻是一种享受
We know that marriage is actually a blessing
如果你看到你太太很怕这个婚姻有一点问题
If you see your wife and you're scared then there's something wrong with your marriage
婚姻是一种享受
A marriage is actually a blessing from God.
孩子也是一种享受
And having children is a blessing too.
因为孩子不乖，你看了头痛
Although sometimes children are not obedient, and they might be a headache.
所以当我们跟神和好
So when we are reconciled to God,
神就是我们的享受
God is our pleasure.
这个是非常高的境界
And this is a very high spiritual trance.
但是这是真正的富足。
And this is a true richness in our lives.
你一无所有。
We might not have anything.
但是你的内心非常的丰盛。
But we are rich in our heart.
因为神充满了你里面。
Because God filled inside our hearts.
神的爱感动你。
And God's love moves us.
神的能力充满你。
And God is inside us, filling us.
神的平安在你心中坐着。
And God's peace is working within our hearts.
这个就是跟神和好的结果。
And this is a result of being reconciled to God.
所以我们蒙恩以后。
So after we have been graced by God,
我们不但享受神的恩典，我们享受神本身。
Not only do we receive God's grace, but we enjoy God Himself.
所以啊，我们信耶稣，不要让人看起来很可怜。
So when we believe in Christ Jesus, we should not let us see us as pitiful people.
神住在你里面，你怎么可怜
？God lives inside us, so we're not pitiful people.
你的神的儿子，你怎么可怜？
We are the children of God, so we're not pitiful.
我们是最幸福的。
We are the most blessed.
最富足的。
We are the most. We're the richest.
跟神和好，没有比这个更重要。
There's nothing more important than to reconcile ourselves to God.
19节。
19。
这样，你们不但做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国的人，是神家里面的人。
Consequently, you're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
我们是神家里面的人。
We are God's people.
家里面的人是无条件的接受。
God's and when we are family, then we will accept each other unconditionally.
有一次我看到一个信徒。
One time I saw a member of our church.
他不是亚裔的。
And this person is not. This member is not an Asian.
那为什么会到我们教会来呢
？So why did this person come to our church?
因为很多教会没有办法接纳他。
Because many church cannot accept.
因为他有一些条件，人没有办法接纳他。
Because he or she has certain conditions that other people cannot accept.
但是他来到我们教会，大家接纳他。
But when this person member came to our church, everyone accepted.
他很受感动。
And he was very moved.
为什么没有人要接纳我？你们可以接纳我。
Why is it in other churches no one would accept me, but your church would?
所以他受洗了。
So he got baptized.
这个就是基督的可爱。
And this is being the lovable people of Christ.
凡是被神爱充满的人。
Those who are filled with the love of Christ Jesus,
他就会去爱神所爱的人。
Then he will love those whom God loves.
那个是没有条件的。
And that is unconditional.
那只有我们在基督里跟神和好以后，我们才能够享受这种福气。
Only when we have reconciled ourselves with God, then we can enjoy this blessing.
就是在神的家里面做神家里面的人。
And that we are part of the household, God's household.
被神接纳
，so that we are accepted by God，
被神所爱的人接纳
，and we are accepted by whom God loves，
在神的里面合而为一
，and we are one with God inside God's household。
所以世界上孤单的人很多
，there are a lot of lonely people in this world，
因为他们被排斥
，because they were rejected by other people。
但是在神里面没有一个是孤单的
，but however in Christ No one is lonely.
因为神接纳他。
Because God accepts the person.
因为神所爱的人接纳他。
Because those God loves will accept this person also.
这个是我们信主的福分。
And this is a blessing as a believer of Christ.
在神的家里面。
In God's household.
我们再看。
Let's look.
二十节。
Verse 20.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。二十一节。
21.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。二十二节。
22.
你们靠他同被建造成为主借着圣灵居住的所在。我们知道吗？神住在哪里？
Do we know where God lives?
圣经说，神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
Bible says that God lives inside a light in which no one can come near to this.
那个是极大的荣耀，那是极其圣洁。
It is very holy and glorious.
所以凡人没有办法看得见。
That's why normal human beings cannot come near it.
那是灵界的，肉眼看不见。
And that is spiritual in which the human eyes cannot see.
但是神住在哪里？
But God lives there.
22节说。
Verse 22 says.
成为神借着圣灵居住的地方。
And it's a place in which God lives.
那个地方是哪里？
Where is that place?
那个地方就是教会。
And that place is church.
所以虽然我们很卑微。
Although we are very lowly people.
虽然我们很不圣洁。
Although we're not holy.
但是我们联合在一起。
But together.
变成神的殿。
We are the temple of God.
神要充满在我们当中。
And God will fill all of inside us.
与我们同在。
To dwell with us.
这个就是我们信主以后的我。
This is us after we believe in Christ Jesus.
我们人生很难预测前面要发生什么事情。
It is us hard for us to predict what will happen to us.
因为我们可以计划，我们没有办法控制。
We can plan, but we have no control of our own lives.
但是有一件事情是事实。
But one thing is a fact.
神要与我们同在。
God wants to be with us.
如果神与我们同在，
If God is with us,
行过死荫的幽谷就不怕。
Then we are not afraid of the shadow of death.
所以人生所怕的不是环境的改变。
So what we humans are scared of is not the change of environment.
我们所怕的是神没有跟我同在。
We're scared that God is not with us.
但是我们受洗归入这个教会里面。
And after we have been baptized and we have belonged to Christ Jesus,
神就跟我们同在。
Then God will be with us.
因为这是充满万有者所充满的。
Because this is the everything that dwells inside what God dwells.
那神拣选我们，从最不好的进到最好的，请问有什么目的？
So what is God's purpose for selecting us from being the lowly into being the best?
他对我们有什么期待？
What expectation does he have for us?
如果神对我们这么好，
If God is so good to us,
神对我们有什么期待？
What expectation does he have for us?
我们看二章的第十节。
Let us look at chapter 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善。
We are God's workmanship created in Christ to do good works.
我们今天是主耶稣神在基督里造成的。
We are created within God's workmanship.
要叫我们行善。
So that we will do good works.
这个就是基督的目标。
This is the purpose of why God gave us.
要行善。
To do good works.
我们不要想行善就是拿钱给别人了。
We do not think good works as giving money to others.
什么是行善？
What is doing good works?
就是把第四章到第六章的生活活出来。这个就是行善。
And that is to live the spiritual teachings from chapter 4 to chapter 6.
所以为什么基督徒的要改变？
So why do Christians have to transform their lives?
原因是因为神这么爱我们。
Because God loves us so much.
给我们这么大的恩典。
To give us such great
grace. 所以我们要改变。
So we have to transform, change ourselves.
来荣耀天上的神。
So that we can glorify
him
in heaven.
这是神的期待。
This is expectation of God.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
500。
500。